Hello, hello. All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with a new season of Pro Wrestling America. All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with a new season of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. This week starts a great season leading up to St. Valentine's Day Massacre on the 15th of February. It's going to be a great run here. A little bookkeeping before we get into the matches. We have contract signings for Brad Armstrong, Tim Horner, the Lightning Express, as well as Dwayne Gill. We have contract extensions for Bugsy McGraw and Cowboy Ron Bass. But we unfortunately say goodbye to Gentleman Chris Adams and Bubba Ray Dudley as they go on to do other things from the PWA. In this new season, short as it is, we're going to have still four main storylines for you to follow. Be the New Age Outlaws and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. That will be a great tag team feud right there. Brickhouse Brown and Iron Mike Sharp. Another great one from the television title division. Billy Travis versus Facade. And then there will be one again between the Old Sting, the Surfer Sting, and the NWO Sting. But, of course, that means we have to get Sting here. He did appear the last couple of weeks in the NWO Sting's matches, but he's not signed a contract yet. So we'll have to see what is going on with that. But today we have great matches coming to you from the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, which means we are also working with Motor City Wrestling. And they are up in the first match as the Brew City champion, Terry Taylor, goes for the television title, facing off against Brickhouse Brown. And Brickhouse and Taylor have a wonderful match. Taylor almost has the match won a couple of times, but Brickhouse is able to kick out. With only a couple minutes left in the time limit, Brickhouse did everything he could to make it to the time limit. Taylor seeks to shake Brickhouse's hand after the match, but Brickhouse refuses to shake and leaves the ring, still the television champion. That is one of the great things, especially about the television title throughout the history, is that the time limit works to the champion's benefit. So Brickhouse Brown and Terry Taylor end up in a time limit draw, which means that Brickhouse Brown is still your television champion. All right, the next match has Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Jimmy Wang Yang. And Yang has a good start to the match, but Sharp loads the arm brace and nails him with it as he comes off the middle turnbuckle with a moonsault. Sharp quickly covers and gets the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 55 seconds. Newcomer to the PWA, Tim Horner, is up next facing off against Bugsy McGraw. And Horner tries to hold his own against Bugsy throughout the match. But Bugsy manages to overpower Horner with a hot shot over the top rope, leading to a pin in a time of 14 minutes, 29 seconds. Your winner is Bugsy McGraw. On the other side of it, the other member of the Lightning Express, Brad Armstrong, facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass. And Brad and Bass have a great match until Dylan calls Black Bart down to the ring. Dylan climbs onto the apron. Referee Tommy Young tries to get him down. Bass whips Young into Brad into. Bass whips Brad into Young in the corner. Young crumples to the mat. Bart climbs into the ring. He and Bass double team Brad until Young starts to get back to his feet. As Bart climbs out of the ring, Brad reverses an Irish whip. Bass crashes into Bart and their heads collide. Bass staggers backwards into a tilt-a-whirl slam. Brad covers and gets the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 1 second. Your winner is Brad Armstrong. Now, as Brad leaves the ring from the previous match, Dylan climbs into the ring and declares his disgust that two of his wrestlers must fight each other. Candido, Tully, and Cactus Jack join Dylan, Bass, and Bart in the ring. They demand that I come out and explain myself. After a moment of tremendous suspense, I come out and explain that Candido asked for the match. Everyone turns to Candido to protest his innocence. I explain that Candido wanted another shot at the Illinois heavyweight title that he had just lost last week. I told him that he would have to prove himself against one of the top contenders for that title. I congratulated Dylan for managing most of the top contenders for the Illinois heavyweight title. Candido grabs the mic and tells Tully that this would be a gentleman's match, where there was no animosity between them before or after the match. He offered his hand to Tully and told Dylan that it was going to be okay. Tully warily shakes Candido's hand, wondering if I'm simply trying to break up the stable. Dylan and the rest of the stable leave the ring. Dylan sets the wrestlers as bodyguards in the aisleway in case I have something else up my sleeve. But Candido and Tully have a great match. They are very respectful to each other throughout the match. Tully moves out of the way of the splash in the corner and nails Candido with a slingshot suplex to get the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 35 seconds. Candido wanted to prove himself against one of the top contenders. And yes, Candido is a top contender for the title. But Tully proves to be the better wrestler tonight. All right, next match is the Motor City Wrestling Heavyweight Title Match. Chris Sabin defending the title against Rhino. The Sheik comes out to referee the MCW Heavyweight Title Match. Sabin and Rhino have been feuding with each other since Sabin defeated Rhino to become the number one contender for the title when Kevin Nash held it back in October. Rhino has not been able to get a clean victory over Sabin when the title has been on the line. The Sheik allows great latitude throughout the match, calling it down the middle for these two top MCW stars. However, Rhino gets too angry with Sabin kicking out from two quick gores. Rhino yells at Sheik about slow counts. When Sheik tells him to keep his mind on his opponent, Rhino tosses him over the top rope. When Sheik gets back to his feet, he calls for the disqualification. Rhino and Sabin battle in the ring until security breaks them up. Your winner by disqualification and still Motor City Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Chris Sabin, in a time of 14 minutes, 54 seconds. Next match has a couple of underrated stars throughout their careers. Neither one of them really given a chance. Part of it politics, part of it just not having that great of a personality, from what I understand. But we have Dan Spivey facing off against Iceman King Parsons. And Spivey and Parsons brawl with each other throughout the entire match. Parsons tries to keep Spivey off his feet. Parsons nails him with a butt thump, and Spivey falls out of the ring. When Spivey gets to his feet on the floor, Parsons slingshots himself over the top rope. Spivey catches him and slams him back into the ring post before rolling him into the ring. Spivey climbs into the ring. And when Parsons gets back to his feet, Spivey drills him into the mat with a choke slam for the pin in a time of 16 minutes, 46 seconds. Your winner is Dan Spivey. Here's the beginning of that feud. I was talking about the storyline between the New Age Outlaws and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. American Tag Team titles on the line as Gilbert and Daniels defend the titles against the Outlaws. The Outlaws have the match very much in hand for most of the match. When Gunn has Daniels down with the Famouser, Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Tommy Young and Gunn try to get Missy off the ring apron. Gilbert climbs into the ring, but Armstrong cuts him off. Gilbert rakes his eyes. As Gunn turns around, Gilbert nails him with a fireball. Missy keeps Young distracted. Gilbert tosses Gunn into Armstrong. Still blinded, Armstrong nails Gunn with a pump handle slam. Gilbert shoulder blocks Armstrong out of the ring. Daniels nails the best moonsault ever on Gunn to get the pin and to keep the titles in a time of 22 minutes, 49 seconds. Armstrong climbs back into the ring with a chair and chases the champions out of the ring. Gunn gets back to his feet as the champions bail from the ring. Gunn grabs the microphone and demands the champions to get back into the ring and put the titles back on the line. The champions make no answer as they run back through the entrance to the relative safety of their locker room. And the New Age Outlaws are not far behind them. All right, the next match, our semi-main event. Number one contender for the American Heavyweight title. NWO Sting facing off against Dr. Death Steve Williams. And Sting and Williams have a good match. Both wrestlers show that they deserve to be number one contender for Stone Cold American Heavyweight title. Sting gains an advantage about the 16-minute mark. He has Williams set up for the Stinger Splash, but another colorful Sting stands up in the second row at ringside. The Sting in the ring gets distracted for a second. He tells the Sting in the ringside area to watch this. He charges across the ring, but Williams moves out of the way. Williams picks him up with the Oklahoma Stampede for the pin and to become the number one contender for Stone Cold's American Heavyweight title in a time of 18 minutes, 37 seconds. So again, colorful Sting and NWO black and white Sting. Yeah, this might get interesting. All right, our main event tonight. World Tag Team titles on the line. The fabulous Freebirds facing off and defending the titles against the Ravishing Gentlemen, Ravishing Rick Rude, and Gentleman Chris Adams. The Ravishing Gentlemen come down to the ring. Rude grabs the microphone in the ring and says a few words in disgust of the fans of the PWA. He talks about how glad he is to be in Motor City Wrestling, where his talents are understood. They continue to berate the fans, the PWA, and myself, until Bad Street begins to play. The World Tag Team Champions come to the ring. The fans rejoice at their World Tag Team Champions. It is one of the few times the PWA crowd gives the Freebirds cheers. Hayes stands in front of Rude. The two trade words while Gordy and Adams circle the two. Finally, Tommy Young starts the match. Rude and Hayes begin the match. The crowd gets into it throughout the entire match. There were several tags and near falls throughout the match. Rude has Hayes set up for the Rude Awakening, but Gordy kicks him in the stomach. Adams climbs into the ring and super kicks Gordy. Hayes rakes Rude's eyes. Adams throws Hayes out of the ring. Gordy nails Rude with a forearm. Adam climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with a flying bulldog on Gordy. Hayes climbs into the ring, and Rude drops him with the Rude Awakening for the pin. At a time of 40 minutes, 54 seconds, the winners and new World Tag Team Champions, the Ravishing Gentlemen. Now this is a kick in the head, isn't it? We have the World Heavyweight Champion, Great Muta, in Motor City Wrestling. We have the World Tag Team Champions, now the Ravishing Gentlemen, in Motor City Wrestling. The two top titles in the PWA are not held by guys who are on the PWA roster. And this is what you get sometimes when you work with extra territories. Same way that Vern Gagne, I'm sure, and a lot of the guys in Minnesota felt when they allowed Jerry Lawler to win the title and defend it in Memphis instead of up north. But again, it happens sometimes. It's wrestling. You still need world champions. And so right now, our world champions are in Motor City Wrestling. That could change. Everything's wide open when it comes to the world of professional wrestling. And so we'll see what happens. But that's it for this week. It's been a great week. This is going to be a great season leading up to St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And then 2023 is going to be a phenomenal year for the PWA. And I encourage you to stay here to watch and see. Until next time, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America.